Indonesia's foreign minister is expected to visit Australia within weeks to discuss setting up a regional summit to deal with Southeast Asia's burgeoning terrorism problem. The announcement came as last Tuesday's terrorist bombing in Jakarta claimed another victim. Australian Foreign Minister Alexander Downer says a counter-terrorism summit would bring together governments from around the Asia-Pacific region and the United States. It would focus on how intelligence can be shared and how the various police forces can cooperate more efficiently. Mr. Downer says his Indonesian counterpart Hassan Wirayuda is expected to travel to Australia in the coming weeks to plan the summit. His visit would reinforce security ties between Canberra and Jakarta, which have strengthened during the investigation into last October's bombings on the Indonesian holiday island of Bali. 88 Australians were among the 202 people who died in that bombing. Last Thursday, the first of dozens of suspects due to stand trial for that attack was sentenced to death. 2 days before the sentencing, a car bomb exploded outside the JW Marriott Hotel in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta. The death toll in that bombing rose to 11 Sunday, after a taxi driver who was severely burnt died in the hospital. The bombing prompted renewed warnings from both Australian and US officials that Islamic extremists were planning new attacks in the region. The group allegedly behind the bombings is Jamaah Islamiyah, a regional Muslim group that's been linked by officials of several countries with the Al-Qaeda terror network. The suspected spiritual leader of Jamaah Islamiyah, Indonesian cleric Abu Bakar Bashir, called on Indonesian Muslim Sunday to work to transform their nation into a strict Islamic state. Mr. Bashir's statement called for Muslims to work peacefully to introduce Muslim law in Indonesia. But Mr. Bashir himself is on trial for alleged participation in several fatal bombings and for plotting to overthrow the government, and the statement was issued from his jail cell. Some 3,000 Muslim militants rallied in the Javanese city of Solo Sunday in support of Mr. Bashir. Members of an Islamic paramilitary force were among the demonstrators, and people at the rally sold extremist literature and videos showing alleged mistreatment of Muslims in Chechnya and the Middle East. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.